This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh boy, the news cycle just keeps on getting more interesting. And Trump, he's not even officially the president yet. Hello!
Hello, nurse. Hello, doctor. Hello, mother. Hello, father. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's getting crazy out there in a good way, is my opinion. Did you see the Donald Trump press conference from this morning? Oh, man, do we have a lot to look forward to. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I love it. He's trashing the fake news media. And it ain't us. It's the old guard, the old vanguard, the so-called fourth estate that has lost its way a long time ago. And big pharma's in trouble. Big media's in trouble. I'm not sure big government is in trouble yet. I'm not sure because, you know, for all the things Trump does in business to negotiate better pricing, better deals, right, better contracts, whatever, he hasn't sounded like a guy who's rolling back government altogether yet. So, you know, the jury's still out on that. I'm going to be honest with you on that. We're keeping an eye. We're watchdogging it. But dagnam it, this is fun. Trump, did you see him slam BuzzFeed this morning? This, you want to talk about fake news? He calls him a failing pile of garbage. I'm sorry. You know, how bad do you have to be to fail at being a pile of garbage? I mean, think about it. You're so awful you can't even succeed as a pile of garbage. Talking to BuzzFeed. Now, what did BuzzFeed do? They basically took fake news, fake reports. This is sort of kind of weird fanboy. I don't know what you call this stuff. Somebody wrote some just strange pornographic perspectives on people that work with Trump or what Trump was doing. It was just absolutely made up. Submitted it, apparently. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. Apparently through John McCain. John McCain reads it and goes, oh, I need to give this to the CIA or something. And McCain is such a rabid dog when it comes to his neocon tendencies against bomb anything, right? Russia included, Syria, everything. So he says, I'm going to turn this in. And then it becomes this this bombshell that's yet to happen. Oh, this is going to be the one that brings Trump down. Completely made up. Completely made up. And then CNN covers it like it's real. And then they're just freaking out and trying to backtrack. If you think I'm making this up, those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and what happened with Trump today, just an incredible news conference this morning. And we have a couple of clips here. I figure we might as well get that. And the first clip here, he's basically calling him out because it's something like, you could have verified. You claimed that one of my attorneys, it's one of the insiders here with the Trump group, that he was over in, I don't know, was he in Russia? Where was he? Check his passport. And it's all about the passport. Not a difficult thing to either validate or squash immediately before embarrassing yourself, CNN, much less BuzzFeed. Let's see if we can give a listen to that first clip from Trump this morning.
And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up, And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohn. Michael Cohn is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. We just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohn that we're talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohn. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohn of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohn. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with Michael Cohn.
Yeah, and it gets worse from there. It's just this press conference, we're going to have a whole day. I hope he holds a lot of them because they are the best entertainment value as you watch him smash and crash on the old media and even the semi-new media with a thing like BuzzFeed for going, you published what? And I think they knew. They had this in their back pocket. It's like Trump is so far ahead of the lamestream news cycle and those who are trying to sabotage and attack him. Yeah, they figured out he is not a buffoon, not anywhere near it. He is so far ahead on the art of war and beyond that you might as well pack it up, lefties. You've lost. You're going to scream and cry in your safe spaces, and there are going to be no more safe spaces because Trump is not he doesn't suffer fools like you guys in CNN. And they did a follow-up at the news conference. CNN tried to ask a question because now they were butthurt. Because Trump called him out. Let's give a listen to that. Does he actually say, don't be rude? Let me see. Does he call him out as fake news? That would be really cool. Let's give a listen.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect. Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance? You are attacking our news organization. Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir? Sir, can you state, Mr. President-elect, can you state categorically, Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question? You are attacking us. Can you give us a question? Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically? Sir, can you state categorically that nobody... No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news. Oh, Mr. President, that's not appropriate, right? You've hurt my feelings, Mr. President. He's not even president yet. CNN is butthurt. They're not going to recover from this. And BuzzFeed is a failing pile of garbage. Remember, you can fail at a lot of things, but if you fail at being a pile of garbage, there's no hope for you, BuzzFeed. It's over. Pack it up. Come on, the Robert Scott Bell Show is here, your place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and a little political irreverence as we open the show today. We've got Outside the Box a little later with Ty Bollinger, a good buddy, TMB, RSB, and Super D together again. If you'd like to see the notes, Captain Morgan is working on them. RobertScottBell.com, check it out. Trump slamming BuzzFeed, failing pile of garbage. I can't get over that. How bad does it have to be if you fail at being a pile of garbage? All right, I'm probably going to say that one too many times and you're not going to listen anymore. All right, we got cannabis updates today. We got, Big Pharma. You think what Trump said about CNN and BuzzFeed is good? Wait till you hear what he says about Big Pharma. Is it a new era? I'm giddy. Maybe I still haven't gotten enough sleep. But at this point, I don't care. It's okay. We're okay. And, Daniel, when Super Don gets back, you let me know. I'll bring him into the conversation. I know people are going, I want to hear what Super Don has to say about this. Is he making that up? He can't be making that up. Your organization is terrible, talking to a CNN reporter. And then, of course, CNN is trying to go, we didn't do what he said we did. It's different than what he says. Trump is trying to say something. So let's see if CNN can defend itself and its behavior on posting the stuff about BuzzFeed as if it were actually legitimate.
And when Mr. Trump went after our own Jim Acosta, saying he's fake news and he isn't going to call for him, what I suspect we are seeing here is an attempt to discredit legitimate, responsible attempts to report on this incoming administration with irresponsible journalism that hurts us all. And the media going forward should keep that in mind.
Yeah, what? You're not, I don't get what CNN is saying there. I mean, are they just trying to wiggle around and spin that they didn't do this? They weren't part of this?
So that's one, just to get that out of the
You're
way.
You're referring specifically to BuzzFeed.
It's irresponsible to put uncorroborated information on the Internet.
Oh, now you understand
why presidents like Trump would be upset about that. I would be upset about it, too.
Okay.
That's why we did not publish it and why we did not detail any specifics from it, because it was uncorroborated. And
really?
That's not what we do. We are in the business of sussing out what is true and what is false.
CNN, business of sussing out what is true and what is false, and then reporting on the false stuff. CNN, fake news. And called out by the president-elect. We are living in interesting times, but they've gotten more interesting in a very positive, powerful way. Yesterday, Donald Trump meets with RFK Jr. and establishes that he wants to have him lead a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. Scientific integrity, an oxymoron at the CDC at this point, outside of the field of toxicology there. The virologist, the vaccinologist, scientific integrity is an oxymoron. I'm not going to call you a moron. I'll call you an oxymoron. You CNN, BuzzFeed, and the CDC. You're all right there. Fake news. And the response to RFK Jr. being placed in this position of oversight. Oh, my gosh. The skepducks are going apoplectic. Look it up if you're not sure what that means. It's a different, they are beside themselves. The president-elect, soon to be president of the United States, is calling for someone to look at the issue of vaccine safety, who is independent and who has acknowledged and recognized and called out the CDC as a cesspool of corruption. His words parroting the words of those who have studied and looked into this, in fact. As RFK Jr. has researched and written on this extensively, and as an attorney, he has had to plow through loads of scientific information to find out where regulatory capture has occurred and bogus science happens. And the thing is, when you hear about bogus science and pseudoscience, you typically would think, oh, well, it's the scientists that are calling the lay people that are looking at the science and calling them out because they don't know real science. But then we hear of these new terms. Maybe you're not familiar with, like, biostitute, the RFK Jr. used in another presentation. Biologists who prostitute themselves out for hire to lie on behalf of industry. Whether it be the vaccine industry, whether it be, you know, you name the industry that has captured the regulatory agencies of the United States government incorporated. CDC, FDA, FTC, FCC, DEA, biostitutes, prostitutes. You see what this is going? The only honest profession here are the actual prostitutes, the real ones that have been around, as they say, about the oldest profession around. You know what you're getting. They're not lying. This is what they got. That's an honest profession. I'll just say it. Whether you like that profession or not, it's honest. Not like CNN, not like BuzzFeed, not like the pseudoscientists at the CDC promoting a vaccine agenda. All right, we're coming up next with more 10th Amendment news, nullifying the feds on cannabis in New Hampshire. Good stuff. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you want to know Super Don's perspective on the failing pile of garbage that is BuzzFeed, maybe we'll talk about it later with Ty Bollinger because he was too busy playing with his mouse, his new mouse. Get a new mouse. Yeah, you know, have him deliver it a little earlier in the day, will you?
Yeah, well, you know.
You know,
these things.
I know.
You know, listen, this is the beauty of live radio.
Yes, it is.
The intro was playing, and I was fiddling around over trying to figure out the USB situation, and I must have done something wrong, and it shut the computer off just like that. Bam. Like
Holy
right
90s.
As we're about to go on air. And then everybody's run into the situation. And then you're like in a hurry, so you're like, quick, boot up. And then it goes, finishing updates. No.
Not now. No.
Yeah,
you missed it, buddy. You're going to have to go back and listen to the archives now because it was good. Dude,
Of course it was.
This is the best of times, right? They say it's the best of times, the worst of times. This is the best. I'm having a ball just watching what Trump is doing. He's running circles around the old media and pissing off Big Pharma. Oh, my gosh. We'll get to that in a little bit.
I'll tell you, I will throw this in, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is a developing thing. Just like yesterday, we were talking about the RFK Jr. It was like, just wait, you know, what people are going to say. Well, it's the same thing with what happened at the press conference today. Just wait. I mean, the people are just going to come out of the woodwork. I actually saw a video just before showtime of Shepard Smith on Fox News defending CNN. Now, where have you ever...
Wow.
Seen anything like that before?
Pretty boy Shepard Smith going with CNN.
Fox defending CNN because Trump shut him down. Yeah.
Wow. This is fun.
That's crazy.
This is really fun. Hey, you know what I think it's time for? Time for a cannabis update.
Prostitute on the left hand side. Prostitute on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
My favorite amendment is back in the news, the 10th Amendment. Nullification on tap in New Hampshire. Yeah, smoke a doobie for nullification. New Hampshire bills are set to expand medical marijuana programs and further nullifying federal cannabis prohibition. Despite the fact that the federal government has no authority to ban a plant that God created. Remember back when there was prohibition of alcohol? No, you don't. Unless you believe in reincarnation and you happen to be alive back then. They actually had to pass a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol. You can't just go, well, let's pass legislation or let's have the DEA schedule it according to United Nations narcotics trafficking treaties. Remember the DEA going off on CBD recently? They did it based not on constitutional U.S. law. Not on Supreme Court precedent. It was based on United Nations treaties. I'm telling you, the next thing Trump can do is say, you know what? We're going to kick the United Nations out. Send them to, I just hesitate to send them to Haiti because Haiti suffered enough. Wherever Bill and Hillary Clinton end up, send the UN there. And maybe Obama can go there too. New Hampshire is set up. They got a bunch of bills in the works to basically expand access to cannabis for intractable or chronic pain, weakness impairing strength or ability or symptoms progressing to such an extent as daily life activities are substantially limited or post-traumatic stress disorder as diagnosed by a qualified physician or opioid addiction or dependency as diagnosed by a qualified physician. Again, expanding the use. Now, it should be free on the state level, too, in sense of we don't need your permission. It's a plant. Grow it, use it as you will, as long as you're harming no one else. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But we, with every step of on state level cannabis legislation passing, the federal government loses its grip and power over the states and the people, as it should be. Remember, 50 states at this point, 49 if you think that Hawaii was stolen illegally. Against the sovereign crown of Hawaii at the time. That's a controversial subject, I know, but we're willing to take them all on and talk about it. But the states, superior to the federal government, except in the small, few, and limited number of powers granted to them under the Constitution. Again, no longer actually in effect, except there is some pushback now, thankfully, as people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, poisoned by federal domination and squashing of freedom. Could the Trump administration back down on cannabis at the federal level? We don't know. Jeff Sessions is still a wild card on that subject specifically. But we're going to keep an eye on that. You keep tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You will get information delivered like nowhere else in broadcast media in ways that if they tried, they would hurt themselves and then they would call the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Robert, can you help me? I sprained my brain trying to deliver information the way you do it. Don't do it, people. No, actually, you can. The power to heal is yours. Remember, I'm here to remind you that. All right, back after this with Trump on Big Pharma. Oh, it's a doozy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. glass it, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Went back and tried to get a comment from
Well, the Biostitutes, is that what it is? Superdon Biostitute? That's what the RFK...
That's, yes, Biostitute. I had never heard that before until we played that clip from RFK yesterday.
Yeah, biologists prostituting themselves for money, for hire. I'll lie for you for money, right? Give me a grant, give me a cushy job, I'll say whatever you want me to say about vaccines. And so, you know, I went to CDC to try and get some kind of comment from him, and all I got was this. Buffoons, right? Yeah. They don't know what's going on there. Toxicologists, smart ones. Biologists, piostitutes. Virologists, virostitutes. Can we call them that? Vaccinologists, vaccinostitutes? Why not?
Yeah.
Vaccinostitutes. Or vaxostitutes.
Pediatricians?
What do you call them?
Pediostitutes.
All right. Yeah, why not? Yeah. I just said it. You know, prostitution is an honest profession because you know what you're getting pretty much. Nobody's, you know, this is what it is, right? These other folks, they try to tell you that they're telling the truth and they're lying to you for money and not your money. Although that's a bonus for them when they take your money. Sometimes they take your life. Whether that's their intent or not, the end result is that, and they're just as guilty. Now, back to some Trump news. And we'll have some more with Ty Bollinger. You know we're going to talk some more with TMB today. But there, you know, just this is just getting more amazing by the minute, honestly. As the Trump press conference, was this also this morning, this audio clip was from this morning?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Loaded. One little press conference. We're getting so much good stuff. I mean, I'm just beside myself with glee here today. Now, this is relating to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, right? It's bad enough that Trump is now wanting to, you know, put Kennedy, RFK Jr., into a position of oversight, evidently in a non-paying capacity, and he's willing to do it, to say, hey, let's check out vaccine safety. Let's look at scientific integrity at the CDC. Then Trump, you know, talking about, you know, we've talked about repeal and replace. I want freedom. There's some good insights from Rand Paul, which we're not going to cover tonight. Maybe we can cover on another night as far as some options is how do you make the system work or what's left of the system work. But Trump says something about Big Pharma, something that's happening with Big Pharma and their stocks slide. Now, you wonder if, like the cattle ranchers, when he's president, could the pharmaceutical Merck and GSK, could they sue the president of the United States for damaging their stock because of things that he's saying? And if you're not sure what I'm referring to, give a listen to this. It's a short clip. Don't miss it. What did President-elect Donald Trump say about the pharmaceutical industrial complex?
The other thing we have to do is create new bidding procedures for the drug industry because they're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Did you hear that? They're getting away?
They're getting away with murder.
Wow. You want to talk about, and I don't call it a Freudian slip, but there is so much meaning in that statement. They're getting away with murder. Pharma. They're getting away with murder at the CDC. They're getting away with murder in the pediatrician's office. They're getting away with murder at your psychiatrist's office. They're getting away with murder. You name the allopathic professional. And again, I'm not saying that your doctor is intending to kill you. That is not what I am saying. But as I said, the end result, whether it is their intent or not, if the end result is death, there is still liability in a spiritual sense, even if the government absolves them from all liability. Now, I realize what Donald Trump is referring to there is the negotiating price for drugs. Why the United States government has to buy drugs? That's also another story. You get me going on that. We'll be on for days. But I know we got a VA system. Unfortunately, the VA docs, they're all they're allowed to do is prescribe drugs. No cannabis, which would be the real medicine for them, CBD, THC, and everything for PTSD. But they're not allowed to do that. They have to buy drugs. Medicare Part D, drugs. No homeopathy, no herbs, no supplements, no organic non-GMO food, nothing that would actually help them. Echo water machines. No, none of that. Just drugs. And when they get the savings accounts, the health savings accounts that some have talked about here, I know Jonathan Emord has talked about it, Rand Paul's talking about it. The question is, are they also going to limit your behavior based on what they'll tell you you can and can't spend it on?
a super D. I mean, what do you think about this statement? I mean, this is quite huge just to let that statement out for all to hear.
They're getting away with murder. They're getting away with murder.
That clip, dude.
Yeah, I knew you. I just something told me you were gonna like that clip there. And you're right. I mean, there's a lot to that you could, a lot of direct directions you could go with that. But I'm telling you, man, the vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the drug companies, these guys have got to be soiling themselves right now, just because over the last 48 hours with what Trump has done. I'm just going to sit back and just watch this because this is unprecedented. Yes. What you're seeing going on here with this guy, never ever have experienced anything like this, seen anything like this before. He's definitely shaking things up and really, I don't know. It's like almost hard to describe because I can't, mm-hmm. I've never imagined something like this before.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it because the bad guys are quaking in their boots. And, yes, I do call them bad guys. I do. As I said, I don't mean that they all have evil intent, but their end result of their behavior, can I say it? If children are harmed and killed, is bad. And those biostitutes and those skepductitudes, crying because, oh, my gosh, RFK Jr., he's not a scientist, as if no one is allowed to read scientific literature and assess it for conflicts of interest. Oh, no. Yeah. Only scientists are qualified to read about conflicts of interest and report on them. Really?
Well, I told you yesterday, I said, like, you just wait. You know, this just came out today about RFK Jr. There's been a couple of people, you've seen a couple of people, have said something. But I said, just wait. Tomorrow is going to be the day when all the crazies are going to come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
And should we play it? I told you so, because... Yeah. That's exactly what happened. All right, Orac couldn't resist, and he posted something last night talking about that we're seeing the dismantling of public health now as a result of this. And then earlier today, you pointed out an article from Paul Offit, of course. He had to chime in.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. This was probably the funniest one that I've seen. The headline says, "Make smallpox great again." Look, they just don't know what to do with themselves.
Donald Trump is here to make smallpox great again. Oh, my gosh.
They're just the house of cards, man.
They're so delusional. There's nothing that's going to help them. See, the more they scream and cry and claim they need a safe space, the more it becomes absurd, the more they're going to lose. Scream and cry about the health ranger. Oh, he's not a real scientist. He's more of a scientist than you are, putz heads in the skeptic community, in terms of what he's doing in analyzing the quality or lack thereof of water, much less supplements and other things. And this is a new era in communication. What are they going to do? As I said, look at the movie V for Vendetta. I don't mean verbatim and literally, but look at the playbook, because the only thing that can save them is that they can convince you that there is a real plague now that is happening because you're not getting vaccinated because you listen to Donald Trump and RFK Jr. And you saw the film Vax and all of that. That's where they're going to go with it. But for now, let's take a pause and let's go to the sound that refreshes. That's a question of the day from you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Your first question of the day comes from Peggy. Peggy says, "Hello, Robert. My 3-year-old has got a urinary tract infection. His symptoms went away after I gave him 1 teaspoon of silver for 2 days. But the lab tests came back positive." She puts an unhappy face, those smiley faces that's unhappy. "I'm heading to the doctor to get the lab results, so I do not know which bacteria it is. Any suggestion to avoid antibiotics? He has always been healthy. This is his first time taking any kind of medication. Thanks, Peggy." Well, I don't have a lot of information to go on because you just said UTI, symptoms went away, but there's still bacteria in the test. Now, that doesn't mean he's infected and it's going to get worse, especially if you saw symptoms and then the symptoms went away. Sometimes you'll indicate and say, stay the course, things are looking better, and then retest if you feel like you need to. But utilizing the silver, that's fine. But you know what I say? liver. These little babies at two, their digestive system is changing. They're, you know, they're manifesting new abilities. Their liver is doing, I don't know what he was exposed to. Did you change some of the food? Was it organic? Was it not? Was there something environmental? Something that can congest the liver even a little bit temporarily can impact the kidneys, which are passively downstream from the liver. And if the liver sends stuff, it didn't metabolize properly, the kidneys, they can get congested, they can be impacted, and they alter the terrain of the kidneys and the urinary tract, the urine itself. So what would I do? A dose of homeopathic Bryonia alba. Yes, it's Harry Potter time, Super Don. I'm going Latin on everybody.
My favorite, yes.
Bryonia alba, my favorite remedy, Bryonia alba. That's the wild hops. That is the key remedy for liver congestion. It's a liver polycrest. It works in a lot of systems, but get the liver going again. Usually in an infant and two-year-old, that could be enough. You can follow up with Nux Vomica if there are any digestive symptoms, or Chelidonium. That's also a homeopathic remedy, the Celandine plant. Then you can look at Taraxacum, which is the dandelion. Berberis, the barberry. There are a number of liver kidney remedies, but oftentimes you do the liver remedy in this situation for a little baby, and bingo, bango, bongo, it's all over. It's done. Now, I don't know if you're still breastfeeding. You could do colostrum. You've already done the silver, but homeopathy is so easy to do with these kids. And if you find like, oh, man, nothing's working, you always have the doctor as a last resort and the antibiotics as a last resort. You can also spray some of the silver locally at the opening of the urethra, just in case there's anything, like if he's wearing a diaper and may have gotten infected that way. Clean that area as well. Silver can do it. All right, folks, I hope that was helpful. Peggy, thanks for asking a great question. When we come back, McVatican. Do I have to say that again? Yeah, we'll talk about what that means. Also, Ty Bollinger will join us. We'll talk about the mainstream media response to Trump and the Kennedy alignment with Vaccine Safety Committee to be. Yeah, that's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Don't go anywhere, folks. Lots more broadcast healing to go. Go to robertscottbell.com while we're on this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Politics makes very strange bedfellows. I'm just looking at a quote here from Bernie Sanders telling the Huffington Post, you know what? He's right. And I've been saying that for years. What has Bernie Sanders been saying for years? I don't know. Is it this? Let's see.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Bernie Sanders agrees with Donald Trump. He says pharma does get away with murder. Literally murder, he says. Although he's wrong in this last statement I'm about to add. That's his. It's Bernie Sanders. He douchifies his entire statement with this. He says, people die because they can't get the prescription drugs they need. Oh, contraire, Bernie Sanders, they die because they get the drugs that they don't need. Big Pharma is a killing machine, Bernie. And your idea to give drugs away for free or cheaper is not going to improve the health of your loyal, constituent, liberal, progressive, socialist Americans. So, Bernie, I'm glad you agree with Trump on something, but you're agreeing with him for half of the wrong reasons. I don't know if that makes any sense, what I just said there, but I said it anyway.
We understand what you're saying.
Yes. Okay.
So, at least half of the reasons.
Yes, all right.
Yes.
For the final segment of this hour report, bring on TMB, Super Ty Bollinger, going to go outside the box. He can leap buildings in a single bound, TMB. Processed fries. Would you like some fries with your rosary beads? That's right. McDonald's has now gone McVatican. The Vatican is renting out space at $31,000 a month so that the priests and whatever else they're called over there
can get Happy Meals along with their Hail Marys. I don't know how sacrilegious this is going to sound, but McVatican, not a good move if you want to be McHealthy. I've talked about these religions, the world religions. You read your Bible, it says, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food. That did not include a Happy Meal.
Are you telling me there's no St. Ronald?
I'm sure they're going to deify Ronald McDonald in order to make this go across. You know, dude, it's just such a... man, you talk about delegitimizing government. How about delegitimizing a religion based on renting out space to McDeath? Not a good plan, right? You got this body. It's a temple, is it not? Your body is a gift from God, right? Not you atheists. I know you don't know what you're talking about, but for those of you who believe in a higher being, a supreme being somehow, it's a gift. It's a temple. Do you want to pollute it? Go to church. Have a wafer, communion light with artificial sweeteners, less calories than the communion we had yesterday. Courtesy of McDonald's coming with loads of McGriddle french fries. Dude, I'm just saying, not
you know,
plan.
It would make mass a lot more fun.
How do you mean? Indigestion?
No, you ever been to a Catholic mass?
Chicken McMass?
I like one thing here that's pointed out in this article, because this comes from Natural News. It says, you know, McDonald's and the Catholic Church actually have a lot in common.
They do?
Yeah. They're both found in every corner of the globe, and okay. They both generate staggering amounts of money, mostly collected from poor people.
Oh, ow, ow. What about on Friday?
I was just quoting the article.
Yeah, right. No, that wasn't your quote, my quote. But what was this about? No McFish on Friday? Or is it only McFish on Friday? What happens now?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, I guess there's this thing in the Catholic Church that you're not supposed to eat fish on Friday? Or
I don't know which way it goes.
Yeah. Right?
If you're Catholic,
I think you're safe either way, because I don't think there's real fish in the McFish sandwich anyway.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah.
But you have McBreading that's soaked in McGlyphosate, which is definitely not good for your McGut. So, folks, if you're Catholic...
I wonder if you go into the confession booth, does the priest, like, slide the door open, zoomk, can I take your order, please? No?
Oh, forgive me, Father, I have sinned. I only ate one Big Mac today. if you're Catholic, let me know, what do you think of this? Are you going to contact the Pope and protest? Are you going to not go to the Vatican now because they have just desecrated that body, the body of Christ or whatever? I mean, you're not going to feed Jesus you know what, are you? I'm just asking the questions here. Maybe somebody will have the answer when we come back from this break. We got to take a break? Yeah, we do. When we come back, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, Super D is here, Robert Scott Bell, show where the power, I'm reminding you, to heal. Is Mick yours? No, it's yours. It's yours!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.